The White House Report.
We're just days away from the midterm elections, and there is an anticipation of a potential blue tsunami, but there's also an anticipation of an unexpected red wave that is starting to gain momentum in thoughts that a blue tsunami will take place. But as there are concerns about who will win, there seems to be more information coming out of Georgia. Rolling Stone has an article expressing concern by Republican gubernatorial candidate Brian Kemp over Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams' efforts to get out the vote. Brian Kemp last Friday at a fundraiser in Atlanta, Georgia, says Stacey Abrams continues to concern us, especially if everyone uses and exercises their right to vote. And that's according to the tape obtained by Rolling Stone that was 21 minutes and 12 seconds long. He also expressed concern about early voting and literally the tens of millions of dollars that the Abrams camp are putting behind their Get Out to Vote effort. If you're wondering what the president is thinking about voting, he is concerned about voter fraud, and he wants there to be an ID system in place. In a factual note, voter fraud is minimal at best, like 31 people over the years. When it comes to the issue of voter suppression, I asked President Trump not long ago as he was leaving to travel to Florida to assess the damage after the hurricane. President Trump never responded to my continued questions about voter suppression. Here's the tape.
What do you think about voter suppression in Georgia, sir, and in other states? Sir, what do you think about voter suppression in Georgia and other states, sir? Voter suppression, sir.
Sorry, you have a helicopter roaring in the background.
Voter suppression in Georgia, sir, and other states.
But so many people are making a push to get people out to vote, to include actor Lou Diamond Phillips, who's famous for many movies to include La Bamba. He's pushing the Asian American community to get out to vote.
Well, I think the Asian American community is quite honestly no different than any other community. The reason that I think we're mobilizing right now is that so many people did not vote, just like the millennials. So it's about getting the word out. It's about, you know, reminding even first and second generation Americans how important it is. Many times it's about family. Also, you know, the Asian American community many times is very military based. So, you know, I never tell people how to vote, but they should get out and vote. And if it has to do with your community, if it has to do with an education, is obviously a huge component of the Asian American community. But if you care about your children's education, if you care about the future, if you care about clean water, if you care about clean air, you need to get out and you need to vote, because these are the things that are being changed in our country right now and being changed under our very noses, if you will.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.